We're kicking off a new series about the generation born between 1980 and 2000.
I didn't know if I was a millennial, but apparently I am.
I've heard of X generation and Y generation, but I haven't heard millennial.
I think that the picture that I have of a millennial was created by non-millennials, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yes, millennials. We're calling our series New Boom because right now there are more millennials in the U.S. than baby boomers.
For the next few weeks, we'll explore how this generation, the most diverse ever, is changing America. From politics.
We have such potential as a generation to just change everything that we don't like into something that is positive and something that is impactful.
To the workplace.
The younger folks here don't have their roots set in the old ways.
We'll also examine how this generation is dating, what it's buying, and what it's not spending its money on.
Even though this group is the best educated generation to date, here's an interesting note. Data from the Pew Research Center shows about two-thirds of people between the ages of 25 and 32 do not have a bachelor's degree. That majority is often overlooked in conversations about millennials. From member station WBUR in Boston, Asma Khalid reports on the economic impact of bypassing college.
In Harvard Square, church bells chime as millennials sip lattes and drift out of bookstores. Just down the road,
I can help the next person over here.
Fabiani Andre rings up groceries at a supermarket that caters to these college students. She's 31, part of the same millennial generation, but she lives in a harshly different economic world than many of the elite students she serves.
I needed the extra money. Like, I was just struggling too much, so I felt like I needed something, you know, to supplement my income.
Andre works weekends here for minimum wage. That's in addition to her job Monday through Friday, where she processes authorizations for an insurance company. In some ways, Andre is very much a typical millennial. She's not married and admits she doesn't go to church as often as she did growing up. And like most millennials, she lacks a college degree.
I didn't have any help from my parents or anyone else helping to support me.
Andre immigrated from Haiti when she was 5.
So I felt like I needed to work full-time as opposed to going to school full-time.
Andre had wanted to become an elementary school teacher, but dropped out of college before senior year. She had an academic scholarship, but she still needed money for rent and other basic living expenses. Not having a college degree is true for a majority of millennials, according to the Pew Research Center. In other words, Andre's story is the norm, even though it doesn't match the popular myth.
There's been a lot of attention paid to the adversities facing college-educated millennials, but generally, the college-educated young adults, they're doing better than earlier generations of college-educated young adults.
Richard Fry is the lead researcher on a Pew report about the rising cost of not going to college. His study finds millennials with a 4-year college degree make roughly $17,500 more per year than millennials with only a high school diploma.
Among the less educated, it's not simply that they're trailing behind their college-educated counterparts. It's that they're doing worse off than earlier generations of less educated young adults.
I've been super busy lately with work and life.
Andre lives in a one-bedroom apartment in an immigrant enclave of suburban Boston.
I put the extra shifts and stuff at my job. Okay, I'll go upstairs. Lila, say hi.
Andre is a single mom to her 3-year-old daughter, Layla. Most days, she leaves her place at 7 a.m., drops her daughter off at preschool, and drives another half hour to her weekday job, where she makes about $38,000 a year.
I definitely find myself stressing a lot about money. I struggle in making ends meet at the end of the month. And I usually make it by the skin of my teeth.
But a few times, she hasn't made it, and she had to borrow money from a friend to pay rent. She says she would probably be making more money if she had a degree.
I'd probably be teaching. I'd probably be doing something that I love, as opposed to doing something that I have to do to sustain myself and a life for my daughter and I.
Like many of her peers, Andre wants more than a job. She wants a career. But that's not easy when you're caring for a child and working 7 days a week. Still, she's upbeat about her financial future. And that's true for the 85% of millennials who say they either have enough money to live the lives they want or they expect to in the future. For NPR News, I'm Asma Khalid in Boston.